floor is coming or no?
What? We have four.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you. I'd like to call the meeting to order, Ways and Means meeting of June 18th, 5:30. Can you do roll call, please?
Archer?
Here.
Geraghty?
Yes.
Mayo? Maloney James?
Here.
Maloney Joseph?
Mayo's out in the
Petit? Thank you. Rodriguez?
Present.
Okay. So into resolutions. Okay. Resolution number 15, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 1 of 2019, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to local law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel and motel room occupancy tax to clarify the tax law's application to short-term and vacation rentals, to be held on Tuesday, July 9, 2019 at 6 p.m.
Hello.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, as the sponsor is not present at this time, I move to postpone Resolution 15.
Okay. Do I have a second for postponement?
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 178, increasing the employee contribution toward the cost of health insurance benefits for new hire management non-union employees. Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, as the sponsor is not present at this time, I move to postpone Resolution 178.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 236, amending capital project number 483, Public Safety Training Center, to increase funding for construction, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any questions? Everybody got a copy of Dennis's information? Everybody had a
chance? Page the letter of all the questions. So.
He did not answer
did
all. Oh, he did. He got all your questions.
Job, yes.
I'm happy to hear that.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes.
I would just like to let everybody know, okay, that I believe it was Herbie 2 years ago, Manna 2 years ago, or three
yeah.
years ago. Ooh. On October 8th, okay, we went to the college, did a burn unit. It was sponsored by Everett Erickson, who's sitting here. Mary Beth Mayo pulled the thing together. The three of us went for it all day. Whatever, all day.
Work session.
Training is a good word. Okay, and what we learned in that day was unbelievable, what these people do. Okay, and really looking at it, to me, this is one of the most worthwhile public safety issues that we can do. I mean, Manna came. I mean, Herbie and I, two chiefs put my gear together. I don't know where Herbie got his. And I always tease Manna. The shortest person in the room comes in with a tailored fire suit. Okay. It was beautiful. But, you know, the one thing that the firefighters do that nobody realizes today, you know, let's be honest, there is a shortage of ambulances. When you need to get an ambulance quickly, it's the firefighters that come that provide the basic life support and advanced life support while you're waiting. You can't put a value on that. So I wholeheartedly support this.
Thank you.
And it was a great time. We got pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, there's pictures.
Okay. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. So first off, I want to commend Mr. Doyle. Thank you for your assistance and your help. See, I knew you could do it, Dennis. So one of the things, though, I think that we should be highlighting is that, you know, each of our decisions come at a cost, right? And I think in this particular instance, we know that, you know, there's at least, you know, over $1 million of site prep that had to go into this. And that was an unanticipated cost when we sort of moved locations over, right? You know, we now know what the cost escalation factors are right now. When we look at Orange County 5 years ago building a $2.2 million facility, and now here we are in 2019 into 2020 building at a $6.8 million facility. So I think that it becomes a whole thing where while some may have questioned the efficacy of this project, it's part of our responsibility. But on top of that, I think it's also going forward, we have to realize that when we delay, there may be unintended consequences and unintended costs. So,
Legislator Geraghty.
Yes, I mean, this project's been
out there for many years. Finally coming, hopefully, to a vote tonight, hopefully a positive vote. I want to thank everybody that's been involved, the firefighters, volunteer firefighters, or people that are here, Dennis, of course. But the bottom line is, you know, I think that when we looked at this project, the numbers we had in mind were completely different than what's presented to us tonight. Unfortunately, this is what it is. You know, it's a little tough to swallow. And there again, but if we want a fire training center, we're going to have to move forward and put everything behind us and say yes to the vote. So there again, I think that's a feeling of every legislator. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think that's probably deep down their heart. We want to go ahead and do this. But there again, we're a little concerned about the cost. But there again, we have to do it. Thank you.
Legislator Petit.
Thank you. And I think very and more importantly, it's not just the support of the legislature, but we have the support of the public, especially our EMS and our emergency responders. And I think that says a lot as well, you know, that it's not just legislative support, but public support.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So moved. Resolution 237, authorizing the issuance of an additional $6,234,855 bonds of the County of Ulster, New York, to pay part of the cost of construction of a public safety training center in and for said county.
I'll move it for second.
Okay. Legislator Rodriguez?
No, that was a second.
Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 238, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, CT Mail Associates Engineering, Surveying, Architecture, Landscape Architecture, and Geology, DPC, Department of Public Works.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 239, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Profex, Inc., Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 240, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Foremost Electric Corporation, Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 242, authorizing the cost of a stream remediation and flood resiliency project of Bushkill Stream along the County Road Number 139, Watson Hollow Road, in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $200,000, and authorizing the issuance of 200,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 252, authorizing the purchase of technology equipment for Ulster County Community College, SUNY Ulster, in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $300,000, and authorizing the issuance of 300,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Any new or old business?
Yes. We have a resolution coming up tonight for trailheads, which did pass through Ways and Means already. There are some members of the public that have reached out to me. I've spoken with legislators. I understand that there's some desire for the chair of Rail and Trail to schedule a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Vicki spoke to me the other night.
Okay.
It will be set up.
All right.
This
again,
is
I'm looking.
Shokan Rail Trail.
It is. Yes. Yeah. And again, I'm looking for compromise. I understand concerns. Also, as Legislator Rodriguez had brought up, we also need to understand time constraints. And if it is put off, then it ends. It could potentially be double the cost. So, but in the interest of negotiation and trying to make everyone feel very comfortable, I thank you.
You're very welcome. And I will assure you, I don't mean to throw other things in, but mm-hmm. this will be a perfect week.
Okay, thank you.
Following.
Perfect right. would be nice right now. Thank you.
After the weekend I had.
Perfect.
We're in the good.
Okay.
You're in the good zone.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And
take advantage of it while you can.
For the chairwoman.
For the chairwoman.
Yes.
Second is the Eisen report.
Eisner, sorry.
Are we going to be moving forward? We haven't really discussed recommendations and policies after.
Well, we did in economic development, they did receive a copy of the technology update and the new policy. I'm happy to share it with everyone. We'll make sure we get it on the OneDrive. We're asking folks for input.
Okay.
And we actually had thought we would maybe go back to Eisner and have them take a look at it, but I haven't gotten a go-ahead on that yet.
Okay.
We'll at least check out with them what they would cost for them to review the policy, because we'd want technology experts looking at it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Thank you, everyone.
So can we get that? I'm collecting for snacks.
5:44.